Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
Let's get back to Herman Dulcy and Damaris Long and hear more about their business. It's called Bella Sloan, LLC.com. Anyway, tell us all about what you guys are doing.
Bella Sloan Enterprises is a financial literacy company. We basically, like he's mentioned earlier, we teach people the importance of personal credit, business credit, and also giving them the fundamental ideas of what it means to actually run a business and to fund that business and to scale and grow on a more corporate level.
Do you help people raise money?
No. Show you how to get money and be structured properly for your business.
So what are some of the things you tell your clients?
So some of the things we teach our clients is, number one, get your credit together. A lot of people don't know much about credit and how to leverage it. So that's the first thing we teach them, how to fix their credit, get those collections off, things like that. The secondary thing we teach them is how to structure your business properly so that you're able to get as much capital as possible. So what I mean by that is, when you set up your LLC, make sure it's a good business name. You have an address, business phone number, business email. You want to look as professional as possible before you go to Chase or Bank of America or American Express. You want to look pro to them. And in combination with your good credit and a business that is structured properly, now you're able to get capital in your business's name that's not in your personal name. So you can max out these cards and it's not going to hurt your personal credit at 0% interest. So it's cheap money when you're first starting out your business, which is very important to new entrepreneurs.
That's a great suggestion, because getting the money together to start is often one of the stumbling blocks for new businesses. Do you have to present like a business plan when you're talking with the banks?
So when you're first starting out to build a relationship with these banks, no, you don't need to have a business plan. But rule of thumb is you should have a business plan, because we teach our clients, here's how you can get $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $100,000. I would love for you to personally have a business plan so you're able to execute effectively. But primarily, the banks want to make sure that you have good credit personally, because if you took care of your personal credit, then they feel you take care of the business's credit also.
So once the entrepreneur secures the money, what are usually the next steps?
So what are usually the next steps is investing in their business. So usually they hire more people for their business. They solidify infrastructure. They put it into marketing. They get better websites, things like that, that help generate more business for them. A lot of them actually just get more inventory for their business so they can scale.
I've heard repeatedly, maybe it's different now because I haven't checked it for a few years, but for companies to get investment funding, they kind of have to be run by a white man. Is that still true?
No, not necessarily. If your paperwork is together, if your business is structured properly, it's actually not as hard as some people think. Now, when you're trying to get investments from other people, that's when they're going to ask for a business plan. That's where they're going to ask for, let me see, revenue, profit and loss, et cetera. Because the way we teach it is how to do personal guarantee funding, where they look at your personal finances in terms of your credit alone. And if that's good, then sky's pretty much the limit.
Yeah, Elizabeth raises a good point, because I think there's like a big misconception, especially in communities of color. And even with investors who don't necessarily look like us, which is one of the reasons why Power Move is a play in the show, is because, you know, we have a great News Talk audience that we speak to, and we want to get people who look like us in front of people who don't look like us when it comes to investment opportunities. So how should we, as a community of color, be positioned in the marketplace when we're looking at investments and like people looking at us as an investment?
Presentation is everything. Again, the name of my company is Bella Sloan Enterprises. I named it after my firstborn daughter. When I present the business to American Express, I like to call my banks business partners because they're my first investors. So when I present myself to them, they tell me what they want from me. It's like, hey, is your business structured properly? Do you have a real business address, a real business phone number? My business email is info@BellaSloanEnterprises.com, not BellaSloan at Gmail. That doesn't look pro. That doesn't look professional. We have a real 800 number. It's not my cell phone. So I already know what my first investors require of me. So that's what I teach and position myself to raise as much capital as possible. Now, after I've executed on that and I'm trying to get $500,000, $1 million from angel investors or investors that don't look like me, I know what they require. What are the revenues? How is your business structured? How many employees do you have? What does your HR look like? So if we put $1 million or $5 million in here, do you know what that's going to turn into? What are your numbers? It's almost like Shark Tank. Mm. When you go on there, you better know your numbers, Kevin O'Leary says.
Nick, do you have a question or comment?
I definitely think that making yourself look bigger than you are is a smart move when you're starting out. Coming from the UK, we always charge in dollars rather than in pounds because nobody knows what the pound is. When I moved to the States, it's exactly what I had to do when I was starting out as well. And I just don't think this information is readily available for entrepreneurs. So I love what you guys are doing because people really, really need it.
Right. And with entrepreneurship on the rise, I read the other day that 2 out of 5 Americans now are thinking about starting their own businesses. And one of the first things you want to do is ask yourself, well, where do I start? Well, getting capital is really important. You don't necessarily want to put your own savings at risk, right? And a lot of times entrepreneurs are starting businesses later in their careers. So they might be tapping into money that they were saving for their kids' college or for their retirement. It certainly helps a lot if they have the option to go to a bank and get money right from the get-go, not having to put up their personal assets. So what else do you help your clients with?
Another thing we help our clients is actually connecting them with people like you guys.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's super important because sometimes once they get the capital, they're like, all right, well, where do I go market my business, or where do I go fulfill my T-shirt order, or who's going to help me build the website? Because they got the money now, not exactly know who the proper vendor is, because Damaris always talks about making yourself look as corporate as possible. So we like to call ourselves the connectors. Bellisone Enterprises started another academy. We call it Bellisone Academy. And we have our mentees that we call our executors because we give you this extra information. We want you to execute on it. And then we have these calls every Wednesday night and we connect them with different people. Like, hey, you want to start a podcast? Let me invite Kenya on the show and she'll give you some behind the scene tips on what to do. Or you want to learn how to market your business? Let me invite a marketer to come here to teach you what to do, because we learned during the pandemic that a lot of money was printed and a lot of money was wasted because we had to take some accountability. We got people a lot of money, but they didn't know what to do with it specifically once they got it. So we took some accountability, started Bellisone Academy to ensure them that we connected them to the right people.
That's really great.
Yeah, I was just going to say a really important piece of business is the relationships that you have. So it's a lot about who you know and who you connect with, whether it's for helping with promotion or just getting information, finding out about new opportunities that you hadn't heard about before. I think all of that is that relationship piece that you're doing through your meetings, I think, is really positive.
Absolutely.
Nick, do you have any comments there?
Yeah, I think it's invaluable. It's a minefield when you start up in business. So if you can be the link to these resources, whether it's hiring team or connecting with opportunities, I think it's smart as well, because they remember you as the person that helped them, right? Not just with the one thing, but also opening up this whole new world of opportunities for them as well.
Yeah, word of mouth has been major for our business, and it's absolutely taken us to the next level.
I think people who are maybe start out in the corporate environment and then end up in the entrepreneurial environment, there's a transition there. So if you are thinking that you want to start your own business and you maybe are not sure, you need to start trying to build a network before you leave your corporate environment. Because if you just go from corporate, your networks are mostly internal in corporate, right? But if you're going to be an entrepreneur, your networks are out there in the world and you want to start trying to build that network early before you make the move.
Yeah, and that's what we teach our, well, we have a foundation called Blueprint Foundation. So we teach the kids that too. So we help like young athletes, we help young children in camps understand that importance too. So we teach them all that process of being able to build that network so that when they do transition into being adults, they have the understanding of how to network, how corporate works, and also how to be an entrepreneur to be successful too.
Speaking of people you help, I heard a rumor that you may help some celebrities.
Just a little bit. Just a little few. A lot of athletes who really don't know the foundations of being a business, because a lot of them, they get paid personally. And we think it's best that you pay your business to just separate yourself from all that stuff and have that proper structure and support. So we kind of give them that guidance in regards to that.
That is smart. That is so smart. Oh, my gosh. That one little tidbit, if anybody's listening, right, is worth a lot. Herman Dulcy and Damaris Long, how do people find you?
They can find us on our website, Bella Sloan LLC. So that's BellaSloanLLC.com. Or they can follow me on Instagram, Haitian_CEO. We look forward to being of service to you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show.
And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit show and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit Show Listener Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.